the secret to winning any business conversation. In the high-stakes arena of business, your ability to communicate effectively can be the difference between sealing a million-dollar deal and watching it slip through your fingers. Every day, professionals across industries engage in conversations that shape their careers, influence important decisions, and build or damage relationships. Yet remarkably few have mastered the subtle art of winning business conversations. What exactly makes a business conversation successful? Is it getting your way? Closing the deal? While outcomes matter, truly winning conversations create value for all parties involved, build lasting relationships, and position you as a trusted authority in your field. The most influential business leaders aren't necessarily the loudest or most aggressive communicators, they're strategic, empathetic, and adaptable. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the psychological principles, practical techniques, and proven strategies that will transform your business conversations from ordinary exchanges into opportunities for meaningful influence. The secret, as you'll discover, lies at the intersection of thoughtful preparation, genuine connection, and strategic communication, a powerful combination that creates memorable, effective interactions in any business context. The psychology of influence in business conversations. Every business conversation unfolds against a complex backdrop of psychological dynamics. Understanding these underlying forces gives you tremendous advantage when navigating important discussions. The human brain processes countless signals during conversations. Tone, body language, word choice, status cues, and emotional undercurrents all influence how your message is received. At the foundation of influential business communication is the principle of trust. Research consistently shows that we're more likely to be persuaded by those we trust, and we trust people who demonstrate competence while also showing genuine concern for our interests. This explains why the most effective business communicators balance projecting authority with building authentic rapport. Power dynamics also significantly impact business conversations. When someone perceives themselves as having lower status or power in an interaction, they typically become more cautious, defensive, or agreeable. Conversely, those feeling powerful may dominate conversations or fail to listen effectively. Skilled communicators recognize these dynamics and create environments where ideas can flow freely regardless of hierarchy. Another crucial psychological principle is cognitive bias, the mental shortcuts our brains use to process information. Confirmation bias leads us to favor information that supports our existing beliefs. Anchoring bias causes us to rely too heavily on the first piece of information we receive. By understanding these biases, you can frame your communication in ways that work with rather than against natural thought patterns. Preparation, the foundation of successful business conversations. The most influential business conversations often appear effortless, but don't be fooled, behind that seamless exchange likely sits hours of thorough preparation. Strategic preparation isn't about scripting every word, it's about creating a foundation that allows you to be present, responsive, and strategic in the moment. Begin by clarifying your objective. What specific outcome would make this conversation successful? Are you seeking agreement, gathering information, building a relationship, or addressing a concern? Your objective shapes everything from your opening remarks to your closing statements. Research is non-negotiable for meaningful business conversations. This includes understanding the other person's background, priorities, communication preferences, and potential objections. For important meetings, investigate your counterpart's recent projects, professional history, and organizational challenges. This context allows you to customize your approach and demonstrate that you value their time enough to come prepared. Anticipating potential scenarios is another crucial preparation step. Consider various directions the conversation might take and prepare flexible responses. What objections might arise? What questions could catch you off guard? How might you redirect the conversation if it veers off track? Mental rehearsal of these possibilities builds confidence and adaptability. Finally, prepare your mindset. The most effective business communicators cultivate a balance of confidence and openness. They enter conversations with clear intentions while remaining genuinely curious about the other person's perspective. This dual mindset, being simultaneously purposeful and receptive, creates the conditions for truly productive exchanges. Active listening, the most undervalued skill. The most powerful secret weapon in business conversations isn't what you say, it's how well you listen. Active listening creates the foundation for influence, yet it remains one of the most undervalued and underdeveloped skills in professional settings. While many claim to be good listeners, research suggests that we typically remember only about 25 to 50% of what we hear. Active listening goes beyond simply hearing words. It involves fully concentrating on the speaker, understanding their message, responding thoughtfully, and remembering key information. When you demonstrate this level of attentiveness, you gather crucial insights while simultaneously building rapport and trust. The practice begins with eliminating distractions. Put away your phone, close your laptop, and focus entirely on the conversation at hand. Your body language should reflect your attentiveness. Maintain appropriate eye contact, nod occasionally, and face the speaker directly. These nonverbal cues signal respect and engagement. As you listen, resist the common urge to formulate your response while the other person is still speaking. This divided attention leads to missed information and fragmented understanding. Instead, concentrate fully on comprehending both the content and the emotion behind their words. Clarification is a powerful active listening tool. Phrases like "if I understand correctly" or "what I'm hearing is" demonstrate your commitment to understanding while confirming the accuracy of your interpretation. Similarly, thoughtful questions show engagement and uncover deeper insights. The most influential business communicators ask questions that expand thinking rather than simply confirming existing views. Strategic listening also involves noticing what remains unsaid. Pay attention to hesitations, emotional shifts, and topics that seem to be carefully avoided. These subtle cues often reveal underlying concerns or priorities that, when skillfully addressed, can transform the trajectory of your conversation. Mastering difficult conversations and objections. Even the most seasoned professionals can feel tension rise when conversations turn difficult. Whether addressing poor performance, negotiating conflicting priorities, or responding to sharp criticism, how you navigate challenging exchanges defines your effectiveness as a communicator. The first principle in handling difficult conversations is maintaining emotional regulation. When faced with opposition or criticism, our bodies naturally enter a stress response state. Breathing techniques, brief mental reframing, and practiced self-awareness help maintain composure when tensions escalate. Learning to master the art of difficult conversations is a critical skill for business success, allowing you to address conflicts directly while preserving relationships. When objections arise, resist the temptation to become defensive. Instead, acknowledge the concern and explore it further. Phrases like "that's an important point" or "I appreciate you raising that issue" validate the other person's perspective before you offer your own. This validation doesn't indicate agreement, but it creates psychological safety that allows for more productive discussion. Frame disagreements as opportunities to expand understanding rather than battles to be won. The language you choose significantly impacts outcomes. Replace combative phrases, "you're wrong about that," with collaborative alternatives, "I see this differently, and here's why." This subtle shift transforms potential confrontations into joint explorations. When emotions run high, redirection can be valuable. Bringing the conversation back to shared objectives or agreed-upon facts provides neutral ground. Similarly, focusing on future solutions rather than past problems shifts energy toward constructive outcomes rather than blame. Strategic communication frameworks. While adaptability remains essential in business conversations, having established frameworks provides valuable structure for high-stakes exchanges. These communication models help organize your thinking, ensure you cover critical points, and guide conversations toward productive outcomes. The Situation Complication Resolution, SCR, framework provides a powerful structure for persuasive business communications. Begin by establishing the current situation in terms both parties can agree with. Next, identify the complication or challenge that necessitates action. Finally, present your resolution, the proposed path forward. This logical progression makes your recommendations seem like natural conclusions rather than arbitrary suggestions. For delivering difficult messages, the Situation Behavior Impact, SBI, model proves invaluable. Describe the specific situation, the observed behavior, and the resulting impact. This framework keeps feedback objective and actionable while minimizing defensive reactions. When negotiating, the classic prepare, open, explore, close model offers a reliable structure. Thorough preparation establishes your position and alternatives. Opening remarks set a collaborative tone while stating objectives clearly. The exploration phase involves asking questions, listening actively, and identifying interests behind positions. Finally, the closing phase confirms agreements and outlines next steps. These frameworks become even more powerful when customized to specific business contexts. Video resources that demonstrate these frameworks in action can be particularly helpful for seeing how the principles translate into real-world business scenarios. Building rapport and trust. Trust is the currency of business relationships, and rapport is its foundation. Without these elements, even the most logical arguments or compelling offers may fall flat. Building genuine connection isn't about manipulation or superficial charm, it's about creating authentic human connection within professional contexts. The process begins with genuine curiosity about the other person's perspectives, challenges, and goals. Ask thoughtful questions that demonstrate interest in their world. Remember that people enjoy talking about their experiences and insights when they feel truly heard. As you listen, look for authentic points of connection rather than forcing commonalities. Consistency between your words and actions builds trust over time. When you make commitments in conversation, whether promising to send information or agreeing to specific terms, following through promptly signals reliability. Similarly, maintaining consistent values and behavior across interactions creates predictability that others find reassuring. Transparency about intentions, capabilities, and limitations also fosters trust. Being honest about what you don't know or can't deliver may feel risky in the moment, but it builds credibility that pays dividends in long-term business relationships. Implementing useful tips for effective business communication can significantly enhance your ability to build meaningful connections with colleagues, clients, and stakeholders. Physical and verbal mirroring, subtly matching elements of the other person's communication style, can accelerate rapport. This might involve adapting to their pace of speech, matching their level of formality, or using similar terminology. When done naturally, this creates subconscious feelings of alignment and understanding. Winning business proposals and presentations. Business proposals and presentations represent concentrated opportunities to influence decisions and showcase your value. Whether delivering a formal pitch, presenting recommendations to leadership, or proposing a new initiative, your ability to structure compelling narratives significantly impacts outcomes. The most persuasive business proposals follow a clear problem-solution structure. Begin by articulating the challenge or opportunity in terms that resonate with your audience's priorities. Use specific data and concrete examples to establish credibility and urgency. Then introduce your solution as a logical response to the defined problem, highlighting both practical implementation and anticipated benefits. Storytelling elevates ordinary business presentations into memorable experiences. Our brains are wired to engage with and remember narratives more readily than isolated facts. Incorporate relevant stories that illustrate key points, client success examples, transformation narratives, or personal experiences that highlight your understanding of the challenge. Anticipate questions and objections before they arise. Crucial tips for winning business proposals often emphasize the importance of addressing potential concerns directly within your presentation. This demonstrates thoroughness and builds confidence in your recommendations. Visual elements significantly impact how information is processed and remembered. Whether using slides, handouts, or digital materials, ensure visual elements enhance rather than distract from your core message. The most effective business presentations maintain a clean, professional aesthetic with consistent formatting and strategic use of imagery. Finally, remember that your delivery matters as much as your content. Practice your presentation multiple times, focusing on pacing, emphasis, and energy. Record yourself if possible, noting areas for improvement in both verbal and nonverbal communication. The confidence that comes from thorough preparation allows you to remain present and responsive during the actual presentation. Advanced negotiation tactics. Negotiation represents perhaps the most concentrated form of strategic business conversation. Whether discussing contract terms, salary adjustments, resource allocation, or partnership agreements, your negotiation skills directly impact business outcomes and relationships. The foundation of effective negotiation isn't aggressive positioning, it's thorough understanding of interests. While positions reflect what someone says they want, interests reveal why they want it. By uncovering underlying interests, you create room for creative solutions that satisfy both parties' core needs. Preparation for important negotiations should include determining your BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement. This defines your walkaway position and provides confidence during discussions. Equally valuable is understanding the other party's likely alternatives, which clarifies their leverage and constraints. Strategic anchoring, establishing an initial reference point that influences subsequent discussion, shapes the negotiation landscape. Secret negotiation tactics employed by successful business leaders often involve thoughtful anchoring, framing issues advantageously, and creating momentum through incremental agreements. Silence is a powerful yet underutilized negotiation tool. After making an offer or responding to a proposal, resist the urge to fill silence with concessions or clarifications. Comfortable silence creates space for the other party to consider your position and often prompts them to continue the conversation on terms more favorable to you. Collaborative framing transforms potentially adversarial negotiations into joint problem-solving exercises. Phrases like how might we address both our needs? Or what would a mutually beneficial arrangement look like? Shift the dynamic from competition to collaboration. This approach often yields more creative solutions and stronger long-term relationships. Handling rejection with resilience. Even the most skilled communicators face rejection in business contexts. Proposals get declined, ideas face criticism, and carefully crafted pitches sometimes fall flat. How you respond to these inevitable setbacks defines your long-term effectiveness and professional growth. The first step in handling rejection constructively is separating your professional ideas from your personal identity. When someone rejects your proposal or disagrees with your approach, they aren't rejecting you as a person. Learning to understand and process rejection appropriately prevents temporary setbacks from undermining your confidence and effectiveness. Curiosity transforms rejection from a dead end into a learning opportunity. Rather than retreating after a negative response, ask thoughtful questions to understand the underlying concerns or priorities. What specific aspects didn't align with their needs? What alternatives might they consider? This information proves invaluable for future approaches. Emotional regulation becomes particularly important following rejection. Allow yourself to acknowledge disappointment, but avoid dwelling in negative emotions that cloud judgment and impair future performance. Developing resilience and persistence through emotional intelligence enables you to maintain effectiveness even when faced with repeated challenges. Reframing rejection as redirection rather than failure creates psychological space for growth. Many successful business outcomes follow multiple rejections that ultimately refined the approach or redirected energy toward more promising opportunities. This perspective maintains momentum through inevitable setbacks. Turning rejection into growth. Beyond merely coping with rejection, the most successful business communicators transform these experiences into catalysts for meaningful development. They recognize that rejection, while uncomfortable, often contains the seeds of significant professional growth. Strategic analysis of unsuccessful conversations reveals patterns and insights that can significantly improve future approaches. After an important proposal is declined or a negotiation fails to reach agreement, conduct a thorough review. What assumptions guided your approach? Which elements resonated positively? What objections proved decisive? This analytical process transforms subjective experiences into objective learning. Turning rejection into opportunities for building resilience and personal growth requires intentional reflection and adaptation. Consider keeping a rejection journal where you document significant business rejections, your responses, and insights gained. Over time, patterns emerge that highlight both your communication strengths and areas for development. Feedback seeking after rejection demonstrates professionalism and commitment to improvement. Approach the person who declined your proposal or disagreed with your position and request specific feedback. This conversation, when approached with genuine curiosity rather than defensiveness, often yields insights unavailable through self-reflection alone. Finally, rejection builds crucial communication muscles, persistence, flexibility, and resilience that serve you throughout your career. Each time you experience rejection and continue forward, you strengthen your capacity to navigate future challenges with greater skill and confidence. Maintaining composure under pressure. High-stakes business conversations often create pressure that can compromise even well-developed communication skills. Whether facing aggressive negotiation tactics, unexpected criticism, or challenging questions, your ability to maintain composure directly impacts outcomes. The foundation of composure lies in preparation and practice. When you've thoroughly prepared for important conversations, considering potential challenges and rehearsing responses, you significantly reduce anxiety in the moment. Professionals who consistently perform well under pressure develop personalized preparation routines that build both competence and confidence. Physical regulation techniques provide powerful tools for maintaining composure during difficult exchanges. Controlled breathing, appropriate pausing, and subtle physical grounding practices help manage the physiological stress response that can otherwise impair clear thinking and effective communication. Cognitive reframing transforms how you interpret challenging situations. Rather than viewing difficult questions as attacks, see them as opportunities to clarify your position. Rather than experiencing opposition as personal rejection, recognize it as a natural part of meaningful business discussions. Learning how to handle rejection without losing your composure is essential for maintaining effective communication through inevitable business challenges. Strategic disengagement sometimes provides the best path forward when emotions threaten to overwhelm productive discussion. Phrases like "I'd like to consider that point carefully before responding" or "perhaps we should revisit this after we've both had time to reflect" create space for emotions to settle without damaging relationships or outcomes. Maintaining perspective about what truly matters helps preserve composure during heated moments. Remember that most business conversations, while important, aren't life-defining events. This broader perspective reduces anxiety and allows for more measured, strategic responses even under significant pressure. Conclusion. The secret to winning business conversations isn't found in manipulative tactics or aggressive dominance. It emerges from the purposeful integration of psychological understanding, strategic preparation, and genuine human connection. The most influential business communicators combine clear objectives with flexible approaches, balancing assertion with curiosity, confidence with humility. As you implement the principles and practices outlined in this guide, remember that communication mastery represents an ongoing journey rather than a fixed destination. Each business conversation provides fresh opportunities to refine your approach, expand your repertoire, and deepen your understanding of human dynamics. The truly transformative aspect of becoming a skilled business communicator extends beyond individual conversations or transactions. As your communication effectiveness grows, you build a professional reputation that opens doors, creates opportunities, and establishes lasting impact. Your words become investments that yield returns far beyond immediate outcomes. Perhaps most importantly, developing these capabilities transforms not just how others respond to you, but how you experience business interactions. The confidence that comes from communication mastery allows you to navigate even the most challenging business conversations with clarity, purpose, and authentic connection, truly the secret to winning any business conversation.